The readings on this Sunday reveal a God who calls all people to be his messengers. He spoke to Isaiah and asked him, "Whom shall I send? Who will be our messenger?" Isaiah responded, "Here I am, send me." And this is how Isaiah became a prophet of the Lord among his people. Who shall I send? The same question is addressed to those involved in the health ministry. You may know that today, on February 9th, this day is dedicated to those who take care of the sick, the caregivers, the nurses, the doctors, but to all of us. Each person in their own way strive to live out Christ's words. "I was sick and you visited me." Today we take the opportunity to honor all those who care for the sick, whether at homes, in hospitals, in the nursing homes, or through the church's ministry to the sick. Caring for the most vulnerable is not just the responsibility of those who take care of the sick. We are all called and sent. We are all called to reach out to those in need. We are all called to pray for those who are struggling in many ways. In the second reading, we hear Paul's testimony. And what made him an apostle of Christ was not his ability as a great speaker or his missionary trips or even his concern for the poor and the oppressed. The turning point was his encounter with the risen Christ on the road to Damascus. The Lord called him to Pharaoh, and Paul himself tells us, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." We too, we are shaped by the grace, both through our natural gifts and the faith we have received. By the grace of the Lord, we are what we are. Christ is always with us. And like Paul and many others, we have the responsibility to pass on what we have received. The gospel today speaks of the call of the first disciples. As the crowd pressed in on Jesus, he needed help because the net of his word must reach all people. He asked for help from fishermen who made their boats available to him. Then he invited them to put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon Peter had spent all night fishing without success, but he responded to Jesus, "At your word, I will let down the nets." At this point, he was putting his entire future in Jesus' hands. With one simple act of obedience, he experienced an astonishing result: so many fish that had to call for help from another boat. So today, Christ invites us to put out into deep water. He sent us especially to those in need. Through the eyes of faith, we recognize his presence among us when we gather in his name. He is also present in the world through Christians who answer his call, like the catechists and youth leaders guiding children and young people, teams visiting the sick, and those who support grieving families. Through them, we see Jesus. through those in the struggles, we see Jesus. And through all these acts of solidarity, we also see the risen Lord at work. He counts on us to become apostles in our turn. Like Peter and the apostles, we are all called to be fishers of men. To be clear, this fishing is not about capturing people. It is about rescuing them. It is about helping them. We are like those who dive into the water to save someone from drowning. Through us, it is Christ Himself who acts because He desires that all people be saved. But we must never forget that without Jesus, our nets will remain empty. Without Him, we can't do nothing. If we neglect prayer, or if we neglect the sacraments, our efforts will be without success. Even when we work tirelessly for days, we have no results if we don't have Jesus with us. That's why we are called to strengthen our relationship with Him, to abide in Him. Christ calls us to stay close to Him and to receive the nourishment He offers so that our faith, hope, and love may grow. He assures us of His presence every day until the end of our lives. Lord, our Father, we pray to You today. Pour out Your Spirit upon us. May He always guide us toward the light. Give us the strength to align our lives with the word of Your Son, Jesus Christ, who was sent for both sinners and the righteous.